You are listening to the Purposed Heart Ministries podcast with Dr. Craig Gilbert. Prepare to be enlightened, entertained, and moved to grow as you hear practical advice on building and enriching the experience of worship at your church. And now, Dr. Craig Gilbert.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Purposed Heart Ministries podcast. As always, our podcast is here to help you with any and all aspects of church planning and development, but with a special emphasis on congregational worship. I'm your host, Dr. Craig Gilbert, founder and lead consultant of Purposed Heart Ministries, and I'm happy to be with you each week as we talk about important issues that so many churches must face each and every day. Please continue to help share this podcast across your various networks to be able to spread the help, especially if you're finding it helpful or you find a group of podcasts that you think are really great. So share the links. Let somebody else know about it, and we thank you for helping us spread the word. This week, we are on week two of the Words for Powerful Worship podcast series. Last week, we talked about joy. Joy was our word, so if you want to learn more about that, go back and look and see how joy can affect powerful worship in your worship context. Our word for this week is relationship. So often I get calls from churches that are asking me how to grow their church. We're struggling. We've got people that are moving out, and we're losing our older membership. We need younger people, or we need different people, or we want to go multi-generational. We want to reach more people, or how do we reach younger generations? I mean, there's just this very tangible need for reaching people. And it seems that the church has forgotten how to do that. It's pretty amazing. But that is probably the number one question that I get more than anything else, except for maybe what song should we sing, but that's a whole nother podcast. Reaching other people, reaching new people, and the church seems to have forgotten how to do that. And the key is relationships. People want to be where they belong. People want to be where they feel like they belong. They're part of a team. They're part of a movement. They put value on the things that people think in the area that they are. They want to be among like-minded people. And the only way that they do that, they can feel that way, is building a relationship, through a relationship. And there are three key relationships in worship that you should be working on, that the worship of your church should be building on. And when you do, when you consciously build on these three relationships, you will grow your church. I just don't see any way the church doesn't grow. So often the churches that I see that are not growing is because they're not intentional, especially in their worship. Their worship is just done. It kind of happens. But when you add an intentionality into worship planning, not only for subject matter and context, but for outreach and relationship as well, you will find that people respond positively, and they will continue to come, and they will tell others about it. So how is worship a time of relationship building? Where do I get that from? There are three very clear relationships in worship that worship should be building on, and they are these. You have the relationship between the congregation and God. Now, notice I didn't say the individual and God. While that is a relationship that is definitely built in worship, it is a sub-relationship of the congregation, because our focus should be on the collected body, not the individual. And that is where a lot of churches get in trouble. They start to do things for the individual because that's the type of culture that we live in. But worship was never designed specifically for the individual. Worship was designed for the congregation, for the good of the body. And so the first relationship is that relationship between the congregation and God. It's what we call the vertical relationship. God to us and us to God. It's that holy conversation that happens in telling God's story and in hearing and listening to and spending time in the presence of God. So that's the first relationship. The second relationship is the congregation to each other. This is a relationship that is really underrepresented in worship and underutilized and certainly underemphasized, is the relationship to each other. We are the called body of Christ. And, you know, when you do think about it this way. Paul expressed that the church is the body of Christ, and he stressed that the fact that, and for those of you who want to know, where is that in the Bible? It's in 1 Corinthians. Paul talks about how each member of the body is different from other members, and it requires all the members of the body in order for the body to be whole. And so I liken worship time as like exercise. When you work your body, you do a full body exercise. Your body learns to respond to each individual parts, and it takes all the different parts of the body to perform the exercise correctly. Worship is one of those exercises. It's something that it takes all the pieces of the body in order to do it correctly, in order to do it well. And so your worship time should have opportunities for the congregation to interact with the congregation and to build relationships with each other. Now, sometimes that's directly, as a direct connection, but sometimes it is through shared practice. Because we all do something together, we all experienced it together, we develop a relationship with each other. So I'll get back to that in just a minute. And then the last one is the congregation to the world. How does the congregation relate to the world? This is the evangelism, mission, social justice, all of those aspects of church ministry. The foundation for all of that ministry is built in worship and how the congregation understands its role as being Christ for the world. Now, many people ask me, okay, wait a minute, none of that stuff. I don't know where any of that stuff is in the Bible when you're talking about worship. Well, worship is the one thing that we all do together. We break up to go to Sunday school classes. We break up to go to small groups. The one thing we all do collectively is worship. And so I believe that anytime Jesus is talking about commandments or relationships or things like that, we can apply those to the body of Christ when it gathers in worship. So where do these three relationships come from? Where does that thought come from? Well, the first two come from the greatest commandment. Jesus was asked, what is the greatest commandment? And Jesus says, what do you think it is? And the quote is, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus repeats that and says that, yes, that is exactly right. And these are likewise. The key word there is not also love your neighbor as yourself, but the word for that is translated as and or likewise means likewise. It means the same. So that loving God and loving others are equal. We don't get to do one or the other. We love God first because it's impossible to love others until we love God. But we have an equal responsibility to not only love God, but to love others. And so those two commandments are very clearly recognized in the vertical and the horizontal aspects of worship. And then the relationship of the congregation to the world comes from the Great Commission. Go ye therefore into the world and make disciples. So we've built our relationship to God, we've built our relationship to each other. So what? Well, we're then called to go out and to be Christ to the world. So the greatest commandment and the Great Commission, the three of those together equal the three relationships that are key to being a Christian. And so where do we work on those relationships? Where do we build those relationships? We do that in worship. People today, they want to be in relationships. And these three relationships are all very important. People want to be in a relationship with something greater than themselves. If they're not Christian, and then we are trying to teach them that being in a relationship with Christ or being in a relationship with God is that valuable. I'm in a relationship with something greater than myself. Other people choose other things. We want them to choose Christ. But the first relationship that people really strive for and want is the desire to be in a relationship with something greater than themselves. Then there's the relationship, the desire for a relationship with others. The reason people go to parties, the reason that people get involved in just about anything is because they desire a relationship with other people. And then lastly, people want to make a difference, especially in the younger generations. There is this amazing passion for making a difference in the world, making an impact in the world. I hear it more and more from HR directors in businesses where they will talk about the fact that, these younger workers, they come in and they want to make an impact right away. There's this desire to be in a relationship that makes an impact. And so showing people this relationship to the world, showing our congregation the relationship to the world, the call that we have from Christ to go and be disciples, the call that we have from Christ to go and minister to the world, building that relationship is huge. And when you emphasize these relationships and you create an understanding for them, you're hitting people today right where they want to be, right where they need to be. And it's all biblical, it's all spiritual, and it will grow your church. So then my question is, where in your worship are these relationships being built, examined, and improved? What specifically in worship are you doing that hits each of these three relationships? Can you go through your worship service and identify what relationship is being built in this action? What relationship is being built in each action? When we sing together, what relationship is being built? When we pray together, what relationship is being built? When we take that kind of intentionality and we can answer that question, then we are more likely to be successful in building relationships, and then we are more likely to be successful in connecting people to each other, to God, and to the world, and we are more likely to grow our church. So the question becomes, over time, once you begin to identify where these relationships are being built, then over time, do you have an equal representation of the actions and reflections on each of these relationships, or is one or two dominating all of your time? Are you spending equal time? I'm not saying in every single worship service. There are times, some worship services, where it is just Jesus-oriented, and we as a congregation need to spend some time with God, and we need to reorient ourselves, and we need to work on that relationship, that vertical relationship, much more importantly. There may be a week there that we really focus on congregational worship, on congregational relationships, and being in relationship with each other. And then there are many churches that have Sundays that are dedicated. They're called Mission Sundays, and they don't even meet in the church walls. They meet in the church parking lot, and they go out in mission groups. So there may be Sundays when your worship service is completely focused on applying the relationship of the congregation to the world that you've been building. So, do you have equal representation, or are you not hitting all of these relationships equally over time? And then the other question that I specifically have about the worship in church is, do you highlight, teach, and stress that these relationships are being worked on in worship so that people who attend know that that's what they're working on? You know, I've been in so many churches where they work so hard on their worship plan and building a dynamic worship plan and trying to do something and dotting all the I's and crossing all the T's and making all the connections, but then they never tell anybody about it. They don't point it out. They just expect everybody to figure it out. And I'm going to tell you that if you're not highlighting, teaching, and stressing what it is that you're trying to do with worship, your congregation is going to miss it, or you're certainly taking a chance that your congregation is going to miss it. So I want to know, are you doing that? Are you highlighting, hey, when we do this, or in teaching, hey, when we do this, we are building this relationship, we're working on this relationship, or in some way instructing and cluing people in so they have a better chance of connecting to what it is that you're doing in the worship service. I want to tell you, if you want dynamic, interactive, and growing worship services, then being aware and, more importantly, attentive to relationship building and worship is going to be a huge benefit. So our word for this week is relationship. Say it after me. Say it. You're in your car. Nobody can hear you. Relationship. Where is the relationship building in your worship services? And don't forget, we have three. What are they? Say them with me. Congregation to God, congregation to congregation, or congregation to each other, and congregation to the world. And where am I as an individual? I'm in the congregation. So those three relationships, find them in your worship service. If you can't find them, then you've got some work to do. If you only find one of them, you've got some work to do. If you are only doing one every now and then, you've got some work to do. And my guess is that every single church that listens to this podcast, every single church that I work with, has some work to do when it comes to relationship building. So get after it. Look into your worship services this week. Find those spots for relationship. Next week, we've got another word, And we're looking forward to having you back. So we've got joy. We've got relationship. I think you're really going to be surprised at the word next week. So make sure that you're here with me next week. Come with an open heart, an open mind, ready to make worship be as dynamic and as exciting as it possibly can. That is what we're about here at Purposed Heart Ministries. Don't forget to go to our website. Check out what we have to offer. We are about to, I will tell you now, I'm making this announcement, we are about to put an incredible resource up on Purposed Heart Ministries Worship, our Purposed Heart Ministries webpage that is going to be absolutely free. It is, I will call it bigger than these podcasts. It is something that we have in the past exclusively sold, and is now going to be available online for free to you and to anyone else that you want to share it with. So watch for that upcoming announcement. I'll make the announcement here on the podcast when it's up and running. Watch for it on the on our Facebook page. Don't forget Purposed Heart Ministries Facebook page and on our webpage, purposedheartministries.com. All spelled out, all worded out. So we'll see you next week. I'll be in prayer for you, be in prayer for me, and let's keep working at making God's worship in our churches the best that it can possibly be. Until next week, be in prayer. Love y'all guys. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Purposed Heart Ministries podcast with Dr. Craig Gilbert. Want more from Craig? Be sure to join us online at purposedheartministries.com. We look forward to having you join us again next week.